This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. South Korea is protesting the mutual aid deal between Russia and North Korea. AP's Raphael Wilbur explains.
South Korea is not happy about North Korea's new treaty with Russia. The foreign ministry in Seoul went through the diplomatic motions of calling in Russia's ambassador to South Korea to tell him what they think. But what really are the problems that Seoul is now facing? First of all, any kind of military cooperation between Moscow and Pyongyang is a potential threat to South Korea. Seoul wants to understand if Russia is really walking away from all of its United Nations sanctions commitments against North Korea. The conflict in Ukraine adds another uncertainty because Seoul and Moscow are at odds over this, especially if Seoul is going to go ahead with providing lethal weapons to Kyiv.
Raphael Wilbur from the AP. Ukraine has made numerous attacks on Russian territory and against its forces on Friday. VOA's Anna Chernikova reports.
The Ukrainian general staff reported that in the early hours of Friday, Ukrainian troops launched a drone attack on Russian oil refineries, Russian radar stations, and electronic intelligence centers in the Bryansk region and in temporary occupied Crimea. In addition, the armed forces of Ukraine and the security service of Ukraine attacked a fuel and chemistry warehouse in the Russian Tambov region, as well as the Enemska oil depot in the Republic of Adygea. At least five explosions followed by fire were reported there. The local residents reported a massive drone attack before dawn on June 21st in the Krasnodar region of Russia. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
President Vladimir Putin said on Friday that Russia would keep developing its arsenal of nuclear weapons as a deterrent and would supply the army fighting in Ukraine with the latest weaponry and drones. This is VOA News. An agricultural fire fanned by winds in southeast Turkey burned through nearby settlements, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At least five people have been killed in Turkey, while more than 40 have been affected by flames and smoke after a fire that started with the burning of crop stubble spread through settlements in the southeast of the country. Officials say the blaze erupted in an area between the neighboring provinces of Diyarbakir and Mardin. Pushed by winds, it moved quickly through a number of villages. Although the blaze was brought under control early on Friday, Turkey's health minister says those affected by the blaze and smoke were treated in hospitals and some of them are in a serious condition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It was announced Friday that one person was killed and at least 200 people injured across Kenya in Thursday's nationwide protests against government plans to raise additional taxes. A 29-year-old man died during treatment to a wound on his thigh at a hospital on Thursday night, according to a police report seen by Reuters. The mother of the dead man said his friend had told her a plainclothes officer had shot him while they ran away from tear gas. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are both preparing for the first debate of the 2024 election year. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The presidential candidates debate on June 27th, the first of two, will be live at a CNN studio with no audience. A coin flip determined that Biden would stand at the podium to the viewer's right while Trump would deliver the final closing statement. Microphones will be muted except when it's the candidate's turn to speak. Each will be given a pen, a pad of paper, and a bottle of water, but no pre-written notes or props will be allowed on stage. The debate sets many precedents coming so early in the election season with widespread questions about the candidate's readiness due to their age. And one participant spent 2 weeks from sentencing on his felony conviction. Any stumbles will be hard to erase with the next debate not coming until September. Jennifer King, Washington.
At least 47 people have died as downpours in southern China's Guangdong province caused historic flooding and slides, state media reported Friday, while authorities warned of more extreme weather in other parts of the country. The extreme weather also destroyed some 356 kilometers of road, damaged more than 100 bridges, and flooded farmland. A luxury cruise ship that rescued 68 migrants trying to reach the Spanish Canary Islands in a fishing boat has reached the island of Tenerife on Friday morning. Canary Islands have become a main point of entry to Spain for illegal migrants from Africa in recent years. Migration rights group Walking Border said last week that nearly 5,000 migrants have died at sea on the route this year. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.